Hi, Paul Sackis, Good News Planet. I'm here at the Gold and Silver Circle, the National Academy of Television Arts and Sciences, New York. Mary Murphy,
yes.
PIX News, right?
Yes, PIX 11.
PIX 11.
I'm getting inducted today into the Silver Circle.
Okay, so how do you feel about that? Congratulations.
Oh, thank you very much. It's very exciting. I've actually been in the business 35 years. This is my hometown.
Only?
Yes, and so I'm a little bit over 25 years, but it's just really nice to be recognized. I've covered every kind of story known to man. And it's been an amazing ride.
Beautiful. Well, congratulations. Let me ask you in regard to, what is one of the couple, give us an example of a story that you felt that you saw peace on earth. A beautiful kind
peace
of
peace on earth? Well, sort of two. One is I actually covered Pope Francis when he was elected as Pope. I never thought that I would be over in Vatican City in 2013 to witness something like that after an earlier Pope resigned. He mm-hmm. didn't die. He mm-hmm. resigned. Mm-hmm. And after a day and a half, I saw the white smoke coming out of the Sistine Chapel, and I thought I had died and gone to heaven. It was something that I only had ever seen on television, and to be there in person was amazing and an honor. And the other story involves a woman that she didn't know her real name. She didn't even know her birth date. She just knew she was known as Millie as a kid. Her mom had disappeared when she was very young, a toddler, and she came to me to tell her story. There's a very big backstory, but her biological mother saw the story on the internet a year later in Pennsylvania, contacted me, and I was able to reunite them after 38 years.
There's the beauty.
Which I'll mention that today when I give my remarks.
Well, congratulations.
Thank
That's
you.
That's really very special.
Okay.
When you were a little girl, did you ever want to do this business? Did you think you wanted to do
this? Well, my mother, who's also named Mary, gave me the idea. I'm going to mention that today. We were watching Eyewitness News with Roseanne Scamardella, and I was 13, and my mother said, you can do that.
Uh-huh.
Now, making it happen was a lot different, and I didn't plan out college until 2 months before I signed up for Queens College, and really what I do was a lot of on-the-job training.
Mm-hmm.
I was lucky to get an internship to CBS2
mm-hmm.
when I was in my last semester of college,
mm-hmm.
and I started in the business from the ground up, answering phones as a desk assistant, and then moved up to writer. Eventually reporter, and that was unusual at that time to start in New York. Usually you had to leave town, but
right.
I was able to start in my hometown and I never left.
And stay. Okay,
yes.
Congratulations. We're glad you did.
Thank you so
Thank
much.
You. Thank
Bye.
You.